Welcome to the Ask Dr. Deanna Show. I'm Dr. Deanna Osborne, your host. Join me weekly as I cover various health-related lifestyle medicine topics that you get to request. This show is for anyone who wants to proactively improve their health position. I hope you enjoy the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I am excited to be with you guys today and to share what I consider to be sort of a part two to a functional medicine approach to reversing autoimmune disease. Last week, that was really the topic, and I talked about the fact that there are over 80 different diagnosed autoimmune conditions in medicine, and wanted to spend a little more time. I actually went to a lecture over the weekend and got to hear from a different functional medicine physician. And I thought she did a great job of just, you know, whether it is an autoimmune arthritis, an autoimmune thyroid disease, you know, autoimmune hepatitis, you know, so many different things out there. There are just some five key steps or five things that we can do that absolutely would impact autoimmune no matter what the autoimmune disease is. And so I thought it would be great to kind of go over some of that today, talk a little bit about some of the supplements that were recommended, et cetera, and then also just share, you know, resources there as far as some books that are recommended, different diet plans, et cetera. So let's jump right in. And step number one, believe it or not, we've talked about this in depth so many times on this podcast, but step number one is truly healing the gut. That is actually the functional approach to autoimmune disease, is basically healing the gut. And the reason behind this is when you have gut dysbiosis or a gut microbiome that is all out of balance, all out of whack, your gut lining no longer maintains its integrity. And what that means is that this lining that should not be permeable becomes permeable. And then toxins and other byproducts can kind of slip across that lining. And then your body views that as foreign, and it basically starts this whole immune system, like it's supposed to. But sometimes it gets a little out of control, and we end up steering toward autoimmune. So that's one of the biggest things, is healing the gut. Specifically, they found that E. coli dysbiosis, which is very, very common, actually is a trigger for autoimmune disease. So when they look at the sampling from people who have been diagnosed with one or more autoimmune diseases, it is not uncommon to see that they have an overgrowth of E. coli in their gut. Okay. So when they do, the stool testing and whatever, that's one of the things that they'll find. So again, how do we repair that? What do we do? Well, we have to do gut work, or gut healing. And that means getting good, fermented foods, good healthy probiotics, into the system, and also removing, the things that are kind of derailing it, which a lot of times would be a lot of the grain. And that's the reason that you hear me so often say no sugar, no grain. It's because so much of that grain has been sprayed with all the chemicals and so forth. And we know scientifically that that does disrupt the gut microbiome. So healing the gut is step number one. Item number one on the list. Number two is reducing inflammation. Well, that goes back to step number one. You can't reduce inflammation until you address what's going on in the gut. But when we think about inflammation, you know, a lot of times, yes, there's inflammation in the gut, and that's really the driving force behind it. But it's not uncommon for inflammatory levels on my patients, and especially if they're having some of these symptoms. And it's very common to see elevated, sedimentary rates, elevated C-reactive protein levels, and so forth. And that's just a sign, if you will, that yes, there is inflammation going on in the body. Could be from an infection, could be from, this autoimmune, could be from a variety of things, but we want to basically quell that and just kind of tone it down. One of the things that I love to use to help with inflammation, whether it's coming from the gut, or otherwise, is basically some omega-3s. I'm a big fan of omega-3s. I think they're fantastic for joint pain. They're fantastic for the gut healing as well. But they're also great for your brain. So, you can't go wrong with adding a good, healthy, clean omega-3. It's important that you get a clean one. I always tell people Orthomolecular makes a great one called Orthomega. And that's available on our FullScript site. But that's a really good one that's clean and you don't have to worry about mercury or any contaminants in there. It's also not going to give you a burpy, fish, fishy kind of taste or anything like that. So that's number two, is reduce the inflammation. For some of you, that means you're going to have to figure out or work with a provider to find out what is causing the inflammation. And, go after that core, cause, and try to help, bring that inflammation down. The third thing is actually reducing stress. So we know that stress contributes to autoimmune diseases. Stress contributes to illness. Stress contributes to, a lowered immune system. And it does have a tremendous impact on our body overall. And so, monitoring our stress, and you guys, I'll be the first to tell you that when I was in medical school and they would talk about stress being, just so hard on the body and that it would cause, premature death and, aging process and all this stuff. I can remember thinking, well, why are we even talking about this? What can you possibly even do about it? Because I just thought that stress was just a normal part of life. And what I later realized is that, yes, it is. It always will be. But there are so many great things that we can do that can help balance that out, that can help us to take care of our bodies. And it could be something as simple as, a nature walk, a gratitude journal. It can be, mindfulness, prayer, meditation, just so many things that can absolutely reduce stress. I mean, they can measure these things, measure the response within the body, heart rate variability, a lot of different things like that can be measured scientifically to see that we do have some control over the stress, even though things may feel at times like they're spiraling out of control or they're swirling out of control. We still can maintain some level of reduction of the impact that the stress is having on our body during that time, even though it's an incredibly stressful time in life and in the world in general. Number four is remove triggers. So there are certain things that can be a trigger for autoimmune diseases. And, one of those could even be something as simple as gluten. For some people, if they have a gluten sensitivity, and there are, there's celiac gluten sensitivity, that's the actual celiac disease. And then there's non-celiac gluten sensitivity. And that's really the person who maybe they eat, a slice of bread. It could even be organic, whole wheat, seed bread, whatever, and they get a bellyache. Okay. Well, that's a sensitivity and that is a trigger. The fact that you're getting a stomach ache within 15 minutes of eating that tells me that it is causing some inflammation and it is likely a trigger for whatever autoimmune issue it is that you're dealing with. So removing those triggers, and there are a variety of things. Even when you look at people who have migraines, I mean, my goodness, sometimes cheese is a trigger for a migraine, or wine can be a trigger. So identifying the triggers that cause the inflammation, that cause, and you have to learn to listen to your body so that you can know that, okay, I ate that and 15 minutes later, here I am with a stomach ache. I've got to eliminate that because it is in fact a trigger. And then number five is proper sleep. So many times we underestimate the value of getting a good night's sleep. And most people are not getting adequate sleep or they're not getting restful sleep. And I'm going to spend a little time talking a little bit more about addressing sleep and some of the supplements that you could maybe, try to see if you can, get and improve sleep there. Why is sleep important? Sleep is important because it's restorative. It's when that's the time during which our body is doing repair work. That's the time that our immune system is kind of recalibrating, if you will. So it's a time of rest that allows, again, the immune system to do some really incredible things. I learned many, many years ago that when women who, had been diagnosed with breast cancer and who were, fighting that cancer, and it's really any cancer, but specifically they did a study with women and breast cancer. And what they found was that if they were not sleeping well, their outcome they had a worse outcome. So sleep had a direct correlation with the outcome and how well they did in terms of their cancer treatment, but then also in terms of, you know, their survival rate and so forth. So sleep is critical. Well, why is that? It's because of what's happening with cortisol levels, what's happening with something called natural killer cells, you know, which is all a part of the immune system. So those are the five things, okay? Heal your gut. We've talked about that extensively. Reduce inflammation, total body inflammation. Reduce stress in your life. Remove the triggers, which could be food, could be environmental, could be a variety of things. And then get proper sleep. Make sure that you're sleeping well. So some of the things that I have learned along the way as I've dealt with my own autoimmune issues and I've helped my family deal with their autoimmune issues and I've helped some of my best friends deal with their autoimmune issues as well as my patients is that it makes such a difference when you are eating a diet that is free of processed foods. Okay, so getting rid of all those chemicals, you know, that's the reason that I so commonly say nothing out of a bag, a box, or a drive-through window, because it contributes to poor health. And you're getting, you know, some level of chemicals in your system, whatever, that can be contributing to the autoimmune. That is also the reason that it's easier for me just to say no sugar, no grains. Especially when you are dealing with autoimmune diseases, because the grain, again, is not healthy grain. It's been mass sprayed. It's got a lot of chemicals on it, and it oftentimes disrupts the gut microbiome that is, you know, very, very well studied, and, you know, written about in you know, whether it's gastroenterology journals, psychiatric journals. I mean, just a variety of things, because we know that the gut affects everything. So no sugar, no grain. Vitamin D is critical for our immune system. So many of you out there have low vitamin D levels. Have your vitamin D level checked. When you do your annual exam, ask your doc to check your vitamin D level and make sure that it's adequate. One of the number one things that we do, you know, for asthma, for example, asthma is an inflammation, you know, of the lungs, very, very common. Asthma and allergies go hand in hand. But we always want to make sure that those patients are on a good omega-3 fish oil, and then also that their vitamin D levels are adequate. A patient who has COPD, you know, the pulmonologist will tell you how important it is that their vitamin D levels are adequate, because it reduces the number of COPD exacerbations that they'll have if their vitamin D levels are correct. And why is this? It's because of the immune system, okay? Because vitamin D is critical for the immune system. Some of you live in beautiful places where the sun shines all the time and you get adequate vitamin D. Others of us live in places where the sun does not shine all the time and we don't get enough. And so we must check our levels and we must supplement as well. Then I mentioned gluten-free. You know, this is part of grain-free. And sometimes I'll have people who, you know, maybe they've got thyroid issues going on and they just want to know what are the basic things they can do. And I will say, correct your vitamin D level and absolutely go gluten-free. And again, it's because that grain, that wheat, I know is sprayed. And for some of them, they are sensitive to gluten or they have that non-celiac gluten sensitivity. So that would be part of it. Some of the things that I have seen that have helped, there's a product called glucomannan. Glucomannan is a root. It's a fibrous root. And you can get that as a supplement. But it works great for helping to heal up the lining of the GI tract. So this becomes really important when you are looking at healing autoimmune diseases. And then with thyroid, you know, one of the protocols that I've seen that again, good results with correcting vitamin D levels, going gluten-free, but also adding in a product that maybe has some iodine, some selenium, vitamin E, B2, B3, B6, vitamin C and antioxidants. That's kind of the approach with, you know, helping to reverse autoimmune thyroid disease. A few resources that I'll mention, and then I want to talk a little bit about sleep as well. One is there's a book called Deep Nutrition by Dr. Catherine Shanahan. That's a good resource. Anything that is talking about Whole30, which is just how to eat a whole food diet, paleo style of diet, I love a book called Against All Grain. That is a cookbook that just gives really great recipes and teaches you how do I cook without using flour, for example. What are the alternatives? And I like that one a lot. Some other things, you know, I mentioned sleep earlier and how important that was. Couple supplements there. One would be L-theanine is very helpful in terms of helping people calm down and have restful sleep. Melatonin, of course, everybody knows that one. And then progesterone is incredibly beneficial to help people sleep and get good sleep. And then also magnesium can be beneficial. So these are some of the things I thought I would just kind of summarize again, this whole concept of using a functional medicine approach to reversing autoimmune diseases. And, you know, even if it doesn't reverse it completely, you know, if you see some improvement, you know, in symptoms, if you see an improvement in lab values, maybe you need less medication, whatever, that's still a win. You're still moving in this in the right direction. And sometimes it just takes time for things to heal, you know, as we start giving the body what it needs to be able to make a difference. Next week, I hope you'll join because I want to spend a little more time talking about diet. And I know that people get really confused about diet and you don't know, should I be eating paleo? Should I be doing whole food? Or I'm sorry, should I be doing Whole 30? Should I be doing paleo? Should I be doing Whole 30? Should I be doing the carnivore diet? Should I be doing the keto diet? Should I be doing the Mediterranean style diet? Should I just say, oh my gosh, this is so confusing. I'm just going to eat whatever I want. I hope you'll join next week as we kind of delve into these different, or and even autoimmune protocol, AIP. I didn't throw that one in there. As we look at these different styles of diet, and you know, it typically is not one size fits all, but I'm going to try to make sense of all of the stuff that's out there and kind of help you a little bit with you know, maybe where to land, what might be best for you. Again, it's not one size fits all. I've used a variety of approaches to reach you know, the current state of health that I am in. And I'm happy to share some of that with you, as well as some of the resources like Against All Grain and some of those things. So thanks so much for joining, everybody. And I hope that you have a fantastic day. I hope you enjoyed that episode. For more information, visit me at deannaosborne.com. Find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Dr. Deanna Osborne. I really want to hear from you, so message me. I love taking your messages and creating topics from them. Please rate, review, subscribe, and share my show with those who have an interest in health and wellness. Thank you for tuning in, and see you next week.